Torah Chok Yisrael Parshas Shlach, day 5, an excerpt from 175b. Hatana was taught, Yisod v'shorsha, the Malka, is Atron Kechada. Yisod, the foundation and the root, are crowned in the king as one. Ayi Kisra Pischa, this is the crown and the opening of Chol Shah Kisra to all the other crowns, meaning to all the other sephiros. And through Malchus we get to everything else. And all above, the Torah says, also introduction, many places. See, it's written, Tishkuli Shari Tzedek, open for me the gates of righteousness. Tzedek is a term for Malchus, and it's called like the gate of everything else. The gates of, because the person goes to the gates of all other spheres through the gate of the Malchus. The master gate. Cleveland is written, Zer Shal Hashem, this is the gate to Hashem. Adoxim, because this is written in the similar soul, and you shall see him. And look at the Shekhinah, the Malchus, Uzchaitem, it's called Mitzvah Hashem. Remember all the Mitzvahs of Hashem, because through the Malchus, the person is connected with everything, the whole picture. Rachlova, Baha'i, Kol Sharkis, including this, all the other crowns, all the other spheres. Now, though, because of this, Inun Sa'adi, Sa'adusa, they testify testimony, V'lo Kaimi, B'duch Ta'ihu. And they don't stand in their place, begin to eat Malchus, because it is Malchus. Because through the Malchus, all of the other spheres are put into place, person has a full perspective, but only with it. They depend upon it. See, we learn Tashmishi Mitzvah Nizrakin. Things that are used to do a mitzvah can be thrown away. Because the holiness on them does not go inside of them. And it leaves when the mitzvah is done. And it's like only like a surrounding light. It's not intrinsically holy, so they can be discarded. Which is not the case of mitzvahs that have Gufa Kedusha, like Tefillin and Sefer Torah, which can never be thrown away. But if you ask, what about the lulav and the Arava? Tashmishe Kedusha Inun, the use for Kedusha. Mine is Rakim, why should they be able to be discarded? Ela, but Tashmishe Kedusha, things are used for holiness, begin Rishim and Miksiva, the Shmo Kedusha, because they're inscribed in writing in the holy name. So things that are Tashmishe Kedusha, used for holiness, means they themselves are actually holy. So inscribed in the writing of the holy name, so they. The body, the physical substance becomes holy and cannot be discarded. But Tashmishi Mitzvah, things used for Mitzvah, it's not inscribed in them the holy name. You see it written in them, like in the Talos and Sitz and Lulav and Arava. It's only like the surrounding light. We know the four species of the Lulav correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name. But they rest upon it in like a surrounding level. So when Mitzvah is finished, their Kedusha leaves, and they can be discarded. Rabbi Yitzchok, said Rabbi Yitzchok, in chutin, those strings, meaning of tzitzis, lachzoah, are used to show, heich talyan mikan and mikan, how they hang from here and from there, la'ba sitri alma, to the four directions of the world, mehai asa from this place is the malchus. The referring to, and she referring to the shechina, shalta al kula reigns on all, razad lay, the secret of the heart, meaning drawn from bina. The liba dechol hai alma, is the heart of this entire world. Malchus, and Malchus itself receives from being above it. Simple understanding, just like in the person's heart, they direct what they do, they actualize things. So Bina, the level of the heart above, directs expressions of Hashem's kingship to the Malchus, all providence in the world. Liba di loy, and the heart of those above, Bina and Silas, Italia, Belevi, Lord, depends upon the high heart. Kula hu Belev, it's all in the heart, enough, Michachmi, Lord, which comes from supernal Chachma. So Bina itself receives from Chachma. And all that goes into the Malchus, and we draw that upon ourselves to the Tzitzis, even though it's happening anyway, but it becomes revealed. So a person with Tzitzis, he can reach a level of making providence shine to his awareness in experiential, conscious way. Become attached to Hashem in the details of life and details of doing even mundane things. We thought, word and deed. Amar Yitzchok, Sidri Yitzchok, Shiur Adahai, the measure of this, Orkid Adahai, the length of this, Itmar Ba'asun Glifin, the Rebelezer, was said in the inscribed letters of Rebelezer. So, it comes to teach us that all of the rules about how to make tzitzis, how big they have to be, how big the garment has to be, and how we make the knots, and how long the strings have to be, they all have deep secrets of Torah in them. Come from inscribed letters that Hashem's infinite light unites with, to specifically things have a certain measure. And that's why all the strings are like actually cords of connection to the Ein Sof, to bring a person to such a deep connection with Hashem. Man, the boy, the meach basa dachalti, one who wants to go after my fear. Yeah, I echbasa libadosh, you go after his heart, after the mouth is the heart of the world. At Yerushalayim, Missouri, Shalem, it's the heart of the world, and it rests upon it, Malchus. Ubasa ayin in the Kaimanula, and after the eyes that stand upon it, from Bina and Chachma. Zohar explained, Mani in the ayin words of these eyes, Kamar Atomar, as he finds it, it says, Enei Hashem and Tzadikim, the eyes of Hashem to the righteous. Well, Tem, but you, the average person, doesn't have just the eyes of Hashem. He has to be careful to guard his eyes from simply not looking at negative things in the world. Those who are Rachavi Levavachem, do not go after your hearts. Not turning after your hearts, Rachavi Nechem, and after your eyes. My time was the reason, begin that Tem Zoni Machavim, because you stray after them. Led after the negative energies in this world, so therefore, has to curb his eyes, not to be drawn after materialism. A person's eyes are pure and sees Hashem in everything. What he looks at, he connects it up above, raises up the sparks, and comes to more awareness of Hashem, for more things, for more vessels. My time, what is the reason over here in the Parsha Tzitzis speaks about leaving Egypt? How do we know that? It's written, and then in the Parsha Tzitzis it says that I took you out of the land of Egypt. Begin the card, Nafkum Yisraim, because when they left Egypt, Bahai Chukah, they entered into this portion, they entered into Malchus. So it says connected with Malchus, therefore it speaks about leaving Egypt. Bahai Kotul Kotchabichu, Ketulu de Mitzrayim, with this, referring to the level of Malchus, the Hunbas Behi killed the slaughter in Egypt, which means they killed the firstborn. After that plague, they left Egypt, because Malchus had zapped them. Because since they were going to enter into the Malchus made sure to subjugate from them the negative energies and bring them under its wing, take them under its wing. Baldor, because of this, Basra Yistachar, Basra Yisdar Luhubitah. For it's mentioned in this place, we mentioned it's going out of Egypt in the place of the Sisis. In its place, this is, we have to be warned, be careful of this, be careful of the Malchus, to guard the Malchus, not to go out of it. My Basra, when in this place, begin the high mitzvah, he asked the because this mitzvah, the Malchus, is its place. The Sisis is connected with Malchus. Tani Rebbe Yosi's taught over Rebbe Yosi. Ksiv is written, Kimetzi Yischom Eretz Yisrayim, Erin and flows. As the days of your going out from Egypt, I'll show you wonders. May, as in the days, Kiyomi Boile, as the day it should say. Tovachad Zimna Nafku, because at one time they left, Lo Miskak, when they weren't withheld. It wasn't the process of days and days. They left one day and they just took the mass and run. Elokinon Yomini Loin, but rather like those supernal days. There's Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, the mouth is blessed in them. So when it says, as in the days, it means just like when you left Egypt. Knesset Yisrael, the Shemini of the Malchus, was blessed and received from the days. From the lights of Zeran Pinchas, Ruchas, and Sachod Yisod. So also that will happen again in the final redemption. Kach das Zomen Kutcher Bichu, Lafkulu Yisrael, Megalusa, the Holy Blessed Be. In time to come, we'll take the Israel out of exile. Ding Siv, then it's written, Lamartem Yamahu, and shall say in that day, Hodul Hashem, thank Hashem, Kiru Shmo. Call upon his name. Zamu Hashem, sing to Hashem, ki geu sasok, he is done proudly. Udazos b'chol ha'aretz, this is known in the whole world. My udazos, what means that this is known? Begin because the hashta ishtamoda zos v'tufa demis, because now zos, which is this term zo explains referring to Malchus, because it's like something right in front of you, like this. So it's known v'tufa demis when you unwrap yourself with the mitzvah, which is a term for a person wrapping himself with the talus. With the shawl of the talus, completely surrounded by Hashem's light, and the whole world, the local world, from all the four corners, he sees himself, every movement, wherever he turns. How is him at that time? This will be not made known. The Kamani Musin law, many of its etiquette, all the details, will be able to find Hashem in the universe. The Avin Kutchabichu Asin and Nisin Realma, the Holy Blessed Be He, will render miracles, signs and miracles in the world. Everyone will see that He's in control, He's God. Then see that it's written by Yom Ahu Yashem Echad Shmechad, and that day Hashem and His name will be one. Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen Remain. Baruch Hashem be blessed forever to forever. Amen and Amen. Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen Remain. Hashem will remain forever. And it's signs He'll deliver it.